You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
We are going to come to the
fifth class of knowing our church, talking about our church shepherding structure and operation.
从我们教会开工以来，就是有两条主干啊，两条线，是整个教会在主的面前成长的过程中的两个主干。
There are two main pillars, two main pathways for our church as we've been growing.
一个是关于教会的治理和行政方面的。
One has to do with administration and of the church.
是为了让教会能够非常有秩序的成长，而且也是重在教会的见证。
The church can grow orderly and systematically and focusing on a church that would be able to witness for the Lord.
另外一条的主线就是牧养方面。
The second main theme or the main line is, has to do with shepherding.
它的重点是在于我们个人属灵生命的成长跟神关系之间的增进。
And it focuses on our spiritual growth, our relationship with God and maturing in that relationship.
而且不光只是个人属灵生命和神关系的成长，是讲到怎么样整个教会能够在神面前的成长。
And not only the growth of the individual, but we as a church together would grow.
弟兄姊妹呢，这些课对这十堂课其实对我们都是非常重要的。
And brothers, I would say to you, the 10 classes that we're planning, they are all very important for us.
我们很多时候到其他教会去服侍，有培灵会或者什么聚会，完了以后，教会的领袖同工常常都希望我们多留一点时间，问我们一大堆的问题。
And every time we go to attend a conference, or support a conference, oftentimes brothers and sisters were asked us to stay behind because they had a lot of questions.
基本上大家的问题也都是离不开教会的治理跟牧养方面的。
And most of the questions from the co-workers really do not depart from these two lines, one administration and the other one about shepherding.
那我们这一路走过来，跌跌爬爬的，也学了很多功课，吃了很多苦头，犯了很多错误。
And as we stumble along the way, we made a lot of mistakes and we learned along the way.
所以我们把所有的经验累积起来，我今天只是代表教会把它 present 在弟兄姊妹的面前。
And from all the experiences that we gleaned, I just want to present those before the brothers and sisters today.
我希望大家了解了以后，我们比较知道教会到底是在往哪里去，那么什么是教会牧养跟治理的原则。
And I pray that as you come to the understanding of the things that we're going to share today, that you begin to understand what direction the church is going, what are the basic principles behind these ministries.
你们觉得教会的牧养是指的什么？
And I want to ask you, what comes to mind when you think about shepherding in God's house?
直接进到你里面，你想到的是什么？
Immediately, what comes to mind?
有没有人？
Anyone?
中文、英文、广东话、西班牙都可以啊。你讲，黄阿姨，她什么？讲台就是牧羊啊，好，很好，好，谢谢。还有没有
？Our sister shared that the preaching on the pulpit is shepherding. It's very good. Anybody else? Whatever language.
每一个信徒都要像耶稣。
That every believer would be like Jesus.
很好，好，还有没有？就是讲到我们生命跟主的关系的改变，很好。
Talks about the transformation of our life with our Lord Jesus. Anybody else?
关怀跟什么？
辅导。
辅导啊，非常重要哈。
Caring and counseling, yes, those are also very important.
关怀是牧养里面非常重要的一环，但是我还是要说，关怀不等于牧养哈，牧养远超过关怀，对不对？但是关怀是里面非常重要的一部分。还有没有？还有什么？
认识神。
认识神，好，谢谢。跟刚刚那个很像。还有没有？最后一个，最后一个好了。
Last one.
小明。带领弟兄姊妹一同成长，好，很好哈。
To lead brothers and sisters to grow together.
那我们在讲牧养的重要的时候，我们不能不把神搬出来。
And when we talk about the importance of shepherding, we cannot but talk about God.
因为不管从旧约从新约，你发现神或是基督就是一个最好的牧人。
Whether you talk about the Old Testament or New Testament, you discover God or Christ, He is the best shepherd.
在我今天背诵的经文以斯帖书三十四章，主耶和华说：“我必亲自做我羊的牧人，使他们得以躺卧。”失丧的我必寻找，被逐的我必领回，受伤的我必缠裹，有病的我必医治，我也要秉公牧养他们。
Ezekiel 34 verse 15 to 16.
他 不仅仅讲到说他亲自牧养我们。
He says that I will, he personally will shepherd us.
大卫在诗篇23篇一开始就说耶和华是我的牧者。
Psalm 23, David opens up and says, "The Lord is my shepherd."
雅各在他这个晚年的时候，他为这个马拉西跟以法莲祝福的时候，他特别说了一句话，他说：“这个我主亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的神。”就是一生牧养我的神。
Jacob testified at the end of his life as his blessing, his grandchildren. He says, "The Lord my God has the one who's shepherded me all my life."
所以弟兄姊妹，我们太多的人都经历到主神自己就是我的好牧人。
And many of us can attest to the fact that the Lord is our good shepherd.
那真正要牧养我们的其实是神，虽然他使用不同的器皿，用不同的方法，用不同的方式，甚至不同的遭遇。
It is the Lord Himself who truly shepherds us. He uses different people, different ministries, different circumstances that we encounter.
所以你要看到什么叫做牧羊，你去读诗篇23篇就是一个最好的回答。
And for you to really come to discover what shepherding is all about, come to Psalm 23. That is the greatest answer.
他不仅仅供应我们所需要的，让我不致缺乏。
Not only does He supply all of our needs that we will have no lack.
他喂养我生命的成长所需要的，他领我到青草地上，带我到可安歇的水边。
He leads me to green pastures, to still waters for the necessity, for the sustenance, for the growth of life.
同样的，他也在这里引导我们，引领我们，甚至纠正我们。
And at the same time, he will guide, he will lead us to the extent that he will correct us.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路，所以我走偏的时候，他会来管教我。这都是牧养。
He stills my spirit, and he leads me onto the path of righteousness. These are all his guidance and the ways that he shepherds.
在我遭遇困难的时候，他陪着我，他安慰我，他鼓励我。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
When I'm in distress, he comforts me. Though I walk through the valley of shadow and death, he will never depart from me. His staff and his rod, they comfort me.
同样的，他也保护我们，对不对？
And at the same time, he protects us, right?
他在仇敌面前为我们摆设宴席。
And so before our enemies, he established a table, a feast.
弟兄姊妹，你去好好读诗篇23篇，那就是告诉我们神怎样做我们的牧人。
So if you read Psalm 23 very carefully, you discover how the Lord has been a shepherd over us.
所以一个好的牧养。
So a good shepherding.
在新约里面，约翰一再的讲到，讲到神，讲到主，说到他是光，他是爱，他是生命和能力。
And John in his epistle, he comes to.Keeps on talking about the fact that the Lord God, as He shepherds us, He is the light, He is our strength, He is life.
所以一个正确的牧羊，一个平衡的牧羊，一定包括光，就是真理。
And the balance and good shepherding is that there is always light, speaking of the truth.
不能够只让大家感受到爱，但是却妥协了。
That we can't simply have everybody feel the notion of love, but yet we compromise on the truth.
所以是按着心中的纯正，手中的巧妙来牧羊我们。
According to the goodness of his heart and the wonders of his hands, he has led us and shepherded us.
是要叫我的灵魂可以苏醒，让我走义路的。
That I may be awakened, my heart, my soul may be awakened, that I may walk the path of righteousness.
第二个，在牧养上一定要有爱。
And secondly, there must be love.
关怀是很重要的一环。
So caring is definitely an extremely important channel for love.
所以有爱才有羊。
And so when, because you love, then there are those who you shepherd.
所以这是第二方面。
So this is the second fold.
第三方面，牧养是讲到生命，讲到能力的。
And thirdly, when we talk about shepherding, it talks about life, talks about power.
它不仅仅让我们的生命可以成长，可以丰盛。
Not only our life grow unto fullness.
主耶稣说：“我来是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。”
Jesus says that I came to give them life and to give it to them more abundantly.
他把他自己的生命给我们，他用生命来牧养我们。
He's given his own life to us. He shepherds us with his own life.
同样，他也是能力。
At the same time, he is our power.
他保护我们。
He protects us.
他不让仇敌来偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
He does not allow the enemy to come to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
所以在新约里面，主耶稣自己也说：“我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。”
And so the New Testament, Jesus cries out and says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep."
启示录第七章甚至讲到，到了千年国度，甚至我们将来到永世里，他还要继续牧养我们。
And Revelation chapter 7 tells us that in the millennial kingdom, he will continue to shepherd us.
所以弟兄姊妹，在牧养的里面，它包括是很多方面的。
And so when we talk about shepherding, there are many, many different facets. Many, many things are being done.
它包括了关怀。
And it certainly included caring,
喂养,
feeding,
保护
protection
引领
leading
指导
and then guidance
纠正
corrections
啊，弟兄姊妹，在这边有很多，还有成全、鼓舞等等。
To edify, to encourage, there are many many other folds.
这个，那你们觉得在牧养上最难的在哪里
？And I want to ask you, what do you think is the most difficult part when it comes to shepherding?
都不讲话了。
Everything's so quiet.
好吧 我今天早上站在门口看你们有没有准时来这个叫什么、
I was standing at the door to see who's on time. I want to ask you, what do you call that particular act?、
你各式各样的表情都有、
I saw all sorts of expressions this morning.
很多人急着就开始跑了你跟我打招呼都忘了打
Some people started running and they even forgot to say hi to me as they came through the door.
、有人说天哪
And some people actually say, oh, heaven.
还有人说好恐怖哦，这样进来。
And there will be people that will cover their face and walk through the door.
还有人说发生什么事了，需要你站在这。
And some people will ask me, what happened? Why are you standing here?
是发生事了，因为你迟到，我才得站在这。
Yes, something did happen. You're late. That's why I'm standing here.
那这个叫什么？
What do you call that?
你说这个绝对不叫关怀。
You say this is not caring.
其实关怀也包括归正，对不对？我们希望大家好嘛。
And caring actually comes from correction as well, right? We want everybody to get better and better.
我上个礼拜讲到教会各种行政的架构的时候和运作的时候。
And when I talked about the structure and the operations of our administration at church,
我说教会里面所有的管理、所有的行政上背后要有属灵的原因的。
And I said that there's got to be a spiritual principle behind all of the administration, ministries and acts.That we perform.
摩西造会幕的时候，神说：“你所有造的会幕都要照着山上的样式。”
When Moses was building the tabernacle, the Lord said to Moses, "You got to build it according to the pattern on the mount."
所以不管哥罗西书，不管希伯来书，都说这些不过只是 shadow, 只是 copy, 只是这个本物的实体是基督。
And both in Colossians and Hebrews, we see that the author tells us that these are all but shadows, but the reality is Christ.
它不过是后世的影儿，只是影子，真正的是讲基督的。
And they are foreshadowing something. The reality of the message is that it is Christ.
所以你们没有一个人碰到我的时候，是对着我地上的影子跟我打招呼，说：“哎呀，余弟兄，你还好吗？你胖了。
”So nobody, when you guys come to me, you would say hello to my shadows and say, hey, Pastor Yu, how are you doing? You look a little...
You
look like you gained some weight.
这是我最近很惭愧的，我胖了三磅。
I gained 3 pounds, can you tell?
你们不用再为我祷告求祝福了。
So I want to ask you guys to stop praying for blessings for me.
他说外面，这不过是外面。
And he said, these are all outward stuff.
照着山上的样式，它的本体其实是在讲基督的。
But according to the pattern on the mount, the spiritual reality is Christ.
所以我上礼拜讲财务同工不是在这里数钱。
As I say, the co-workers who are dealing with finances in our church, they're not just simply counting money.
甚至不是在管钱。
And they are not ministering or taking care of our finances.
他们在这里摸着的神儿女们对神奉献的生命，对神的爱，世界的马门在我们身上捆绑到底如何？
What they are touching upon the love and the sacrifices of the children of God as they offer to the Lord and to have an understanding extent of the control of mammon in our lives.
所以同样的，不管是我们在牧养上，希望你们准时也好，希望你们背后不要批评论断也好。希望我们怎么样子能够在主面前所有的东西背后是有原因的是希望属灵的
So as we're shepherding we wish that everybody would be on time that nobody would be gossiping behind people's back there are spiritual principle behind all of these things
因为我们希望在这一切的事情上我们都是生命的发表都是见证
And we pray that in all of these things there would be an expression of life it would be a testimony as we live it out
见证我们里面的生命是新的见证我们跟神的关系是来真的
To testify the fact that the life within us is newThat we are sincere, we are real with God.
所以一个健康的教会，它一定是建立在一个很好的一个属灵的牧养上面。
So for a healthy church, it is built upon the fact that there are good shepherding going on.
不然大家只要聚一聚就好了嘛，那个好聚好散。
Everybody just get together, we'll have a good time, and then we could all depart happily.
大家快快乐乐在一起，嘻嘻哈哈玩了回家，各过各的。这不是很好吗
We're all happy, we're laughing together, and then we all go back home. Isn't that wonderful get together?
为什么天天要鼓励，要盯大家读经，要盯大家灵修，要盯大家准时，要盯大家要在圣灵中自由
Why do we need to admonish people to read their scriptures, to pray, to be free, and the Holy Spirit to be on time?
我跟你说，在牧养上最困难的一件事情，就是要去面对当神儿女们不肯听、不肯顺服、不肯接受、不肯被约束、不肯被改变的时候，那是最困难的事情。
I tell you the most challenging thing as a shepherd, as a shepherd, is that when you face opposition, when they does not desire to be corrected, they do not want to receive correction.
因为人的天性就是不喜欢受约束。
Because our human nature is that we do not want to be confined.
人的天性就是不喜欢被要求。
And we do not want to be restricted, we do not want to be demanded upon.
人的天性就是不喜欢被指正。
And our human nature is that we do not like to be corrected.
所以当你在牧养，你如果真爱一个人的话，你必须去 confront 他。
And so when you're shepherding, or you genuinely love someone, you need to confront those
people. 所以我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，我说那些肯真的在爱里面，在主里面来纠正我们，来成全我们的，你要为了这样子能感谢主。
And I tell you, for those who truly love you and they're willing to come and correct you and to confront you, you need to thank God for those individuals.
不然谁要管你？
Or else who would want to do that?
快快乐乐保持距离就是安全。
We're happy, we keep a distance, then we're both safe, right?
我们说过旧造的人像荆棘一样，浑身是刺的。
And we say the old creation, we are like thorns, we're full of thorns.
你看我这样子抱着他，我就自己找麻烦。
And if
刺就扎进来了。
If I embrace the person next to me and he's thorning and the thorn, I would be pricked by the thorns.
我跟他这样子，我不会受伤。
If I keep a distance,I'm not going to get hurt.
但是我跟他越靠近的时候，我就一定受他伤害。
But the closer I get with the person next to me, I will be harmed.
他也会受我伤害。
He will be harmed by me too.
对不对？
Isn't that true?
因为我们靠近了嘛。
Because we're near to each other.
所以我们 keep distance 谁都没事情。
So if we keep our distance, nobody gets hurt.
所以教会如果只是要维持一个局面，维持一个聚会的话，我跟你讲，容易多了。
But for a church, we just want to keep to the status quo and everybody be okay. It's much easier
that way. 但是它是身体。
But because it is the body.
它是基督的身体。
It is the body of Christ.
它不光只是一个很好的团体。
It is not just a great organization.
它根本就是属基督的。
It belongs to Christ.
所以你的我的手断掉了，我的腿折到了，我不可能不管它的。
My hand is, my arm's broken, and I have sprained my leg. I can't just leave it alone.
我站在悬崖旁边，我不可能不管它的。
When I'm standing at a cliff, I can't just say leave it alone.
所以弟兄姊妹，我听到很多人说，哎呀，我们来到教会这么久了，怎么牧者？就从来不来看望我们。
We actually heard people who said, I've been to the church for so many years. How come the pastor never came to visit us?
你活得还好好的，感谢主。
And I said, you are still living well. Praise God.
我如果天天忙着都去看望新来的、新来的、新来的，我先死掉了。
And if I am busy to visit all the newcomers, I will tell you, I'll be the first one that is dead.
不是我不关心你。
It's not that I don't care.
而是神家有更多严重的事情，更多很重大的事情，我们需要去面对的。
I sincerely tell you, there are greater matters concerning the house of God that we have to face.
等一下我们就会讲到我们教会的牧养，我们教会的牧养越来越健康。
When we talk about the shepherding of our church, you discover we are actually becoming healthier and healthier.
那我们很快看到当主耶稣复活的时候，他三次呼召彼得，都叫他说，你要喂养我的羊，牧养我的羊，喂养我的小羊。
And you discover Jesus after his ascension, when he met Peter, he three times told Peter, Peter, tend to my sheep, feed my sheep.
彼得这一生在主面前受了主两个最重要的呼召。
And Peter had two greatest calls from the Lord in his life.
一个叫做得人如得鱼，要去传福音。
And the very first one, God says, you will be a fisher of man. Go share the gospel.
他得救了，你不能不管他，你要喂养我的小羊，你要牧养我的羊，你要喂养我的羊。
Once he is saved, you must tend to my sheep, my lamb, tend to my sheep, you must feed them.
主说你爱我吗？你爱我比这些更深吗？
And the Lord asked Peter, do you love me? Do you love me more than these?
如果你爱我，一个最好的证明就是你决定会去牧养比你年轻的人。
If you love me, the greatest proof is that you will shepherd those who are younger than you.
弟兄姊妹，这是 apply to 我们在座的所有的人。
Brothers and sisters, I will tell you this applies to everybody who's here.
你会说我才信主。
You say, well, I just came to faith in Christ.
但你也不会说，因为我才结婚，我不会当妈，你就不当妈的。
You won't say, oh, I just got married and I don't know how to be a mom, so I'm not going to be a mom.
那你有爱，你就会关怀别人。
If you have a love, then you will care on someone.
只要有生命的关系，你一定会去关心他们。
If there's a relationship of life, you know.You're going to care on someone.
所以小组长也好，传道人也好，教会的领袖也好，我们一定要跟我们的同工之间不是只有事工的关系，一定要有我们同伴的关系。
So small group leaders, pastors, ministers, we need to have a relationship as a companions.
我们要在这里真正的在爱中来牧养群羊。
And in love, we really need to come and shepherd the flock.
我很快的看一下彼得对长老们的劝勉跟保罗对长老们的劝勉。
And very quickly, we're going to come and look at Peter's admonishments and Paul's admonishments for those who are elders.
你可能马 马上就会问说我又不是长老于弟兄你念这个给我听
And you're going to say immediately I'm not an elder Pastor you, why are you reading this to me
那就像你可能说我又不是神我怎么会当牧人呢
And you will say that I'm not God How could I be a shepherd
我讲神怎样做牧人我讲彼得怎样劝长老我讲保罗怎样劝长老就是告诉我们牧养的榜样跟原则到底是什么
And when I tell you how God has been our shepherd and the admonishment of Peter and Paul I'm telling you the examples that has been set before us
这是用在我们在小组里面在家庭里面在跟我们的弟兄姊妹中间的牧养是同样原则的
in small group in our families and relationship with brothers and sisters it's the same principles
我因为细节的关系不是时间的关系 我不讲细节我们大概把它念过去就好了
very quickly I'd like to ask everybody we're going to read it together
彼得前书五章二到三节我们一起来读
First Peter chapter 5 verse 2 to 3 let's read it together
务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊按神的旨意照管他们不是出于勉强乃是出于甘心也不是因为贪财乃是出于乐意也不是辖制所托付你们的乃是做群羊的榜样好在这里彼得提到四件事情
I hear Peter mentioned four things.
第一个要照着神的旨意 来照管他们。
Foremost, you must care for them, tend to them according to the will of God.
所以不是在乎彼此之间的关系、利害、喜好。
So it's not built, it's not predicated upon the relationship you have with the individual, your similarity and likes and dislikes.
神的旨意，神的荣耀大于一切。
But the will of God and the glory of God surpasses all those things.
第二件事情说到要出于甘心，不是出于勉强的。
Secondly, not by compulsion, but willingly.
不是被要求的，不是因为弟兄姊妹 complain 骂你了，你才去看望。
It is not because you've been required of it, and brother and sister began to scold you. Then, okay, I'm going to go visit someone.
或是小组撑不下去了，你才在这边去想到怎么牧养。
Or the small group is falling apart, and then you begin to start thinking about well, how should I shepherd this group.
不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
And not for dishonest gain, but eagerly.
第四个，不是要去辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
And fourthly, not to lord over them, but to be examples to the flock.
所以在牧养上，一个非常关键的条件就是你自己本身要有美好的见证和榜样。
So, a key criteria for those who are to be shepherds is that there's got to be a beautiful example, a testimony in your life.
我在说，没有一个人是完全的。
And I would say again, nobody's perfect.
除了耶稣基督，没有一个人是完全的。
Aside from Jesus Christ, no one's perfect.
连保罗这么爱主，这么绝对的一个人。
Paul, someone who loves the Lord, he's so absolute before the Lord.
他到晚年写给提摩太的时候，还说在罪人中我是。这个罪魁是用现在式。
And at the end of his life, he still writes to Timothy, "I am the chief among sinners."
他不是讲他二三十年前逼迫圣徒的时候，我是个罪魁。他说我现在我是个罪魁。
And he didn't simply say that, "Oh, many, many years ago, when I was persecuting the church, I was a sinner." But he says, "Now I am chief among sinners."
弟兄姊妹，我们的眼睛不要去要求别人，我们永远要求自己。
So, brothers and sisters, when I would ask that our eyes do not request of others, but we put those requests upon ourselves.
但是所有牧养的人需要做群羊的榜样。
So all those who desire to be shepherds, we need to be examples for the flock.
使徒行传二十章二十七节到三十一节，保罗对以弗所教会长老的劝勉。
Acts chapter 20 verse 27 through 31. These are the admonishments of Paul to the church of Ephesus.
这里他讲的基本上是跟彼得一样的，就是。神的旨意我没有一样避讳不传给你们
And the same principle as what Peter mentioned He says the whole counsel of God I've declared them to you
他在前面更说到对你们有益的我没有一样避讳不说
And the verse before he says All that was beneficial to you I did not withhold it from you
只要真正能够帮助这个人更爱主更好更健康 更成熟彼得不是保罗说没有一样他避讳不说的。
And Peter said, Paul says, anything that would help you, that would help you to grow and to mature, he says, I would not hold any of those things from you.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是第一个。那底下彼得保罗特别提的是彼得比较少提到的就是要为群羊谨慎。
And what Paul mentions is not something that Peter did not mention was that you need to be steadfast and be alert for the flock.
二十九节他说我知道我去了以后会有凶暴的豺狼进入你的中间。
And he said, for I know this that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you.
不爱惜羊群。
And they will not spare the flock.
好的，就在你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们，所以你们当警醒。
And so also among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves.
教会的历史传说，以弗所教会自己里面本身的长老里面就出现这样子的人。
And according to church history, it says that the church of Ephesus, something like this actually did happen.
他在教会里面出来引诱神的儿女们，叫神儿女们拥护他、跟随他、听他的。
And he emerged from the church and enticed the brothers and sisters to listen to him, to follow him.
所以保罗在这里、提醒他们 要为自己谨慎，要为全群谨慎。
And so Paul says, therefore, be watchful. Be watchful for yourselves and for the flock.
好，那我们现在来讲到 SVCA, 讲到我们自己了。我们在牧养工作上的原则到底是什么？
And so we want to come and touch upon the principles of shepherding here at SVCA.
好，我们在这里提到三件事情。第一个，它是整体性的。
And we mentioned three things in particular. One, it's an integrated system.
跟我们前一阵子讲到的是一样的，我们跨越语言、年龄、文化背景，不同的小组、不同的部门，整个教会牧养的方向是一致的。
We seek to cross over the differences in language, age, culture, background, small groups, departments. We have the same accord as we move forward.
对我们这种移民在美国建立的教会，不管是中国人、韩国人、越南人什么人，我们都面临一个共同的挑战。
And for us who are immigrants coming to the States and establishing a church here, regardless of whatever nationality we're from, we face the same challenge.
就是我们自己的子弟兵，我们的下一代。
And our own flesh and blood, the next generation that comes from us.
跟上一代之间的分歧或是差距是非常严重的，非常大的。
The distancing and the separation of these two generations, it's an issue that is very severe.
所以我们看过太多太多太多太多的例子跟教会，就是一个屋檐底下有两个教会、三个教会。
We've seen many, many examples that yes, we may be under the same roof, but in practice, we're different churches.
大家只是 share, 只是一起来用这些的 facility, 用这些的教室。
Here to share the same facility, the same classrooms.
英文组有英文组自己的方向。
The English ministry have their own direction.
有他们自己的做法。
Have their own ways of doing things.
中文组有中文组的。
The Chinese speaking would be have their own stuff.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是神要我们有的教会。
And I will tell you, this is not the church that God desires of us.
整个教会就是一家，就是一体的。
We as a church, we are a church family. We are one.
所以我们要跨越所有所有的不同。
And so we need to cross over all of our differences.
这需要双方都要努力的。
And so both sides, we need to work hard at it.
我们为了今年五月份的那个 Fuse 那个 camp, 我们非常感谢主。
And we really thank God for the retreat this past May called Fuse.
大家试着跨越出自己的不同。
And everybody did our very best to cross over the differences that we have.
走出自己的 comfort zone,
and walking out of our own comfort zones.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们讲到是一个整体的。
And so we again talk about holistic sense of ministry.
我们不能各管各的，所以英文组如果弱，我们不可能不管他们。
And we can't simply just care about ourselves. If the English ministry is weak, we can't just leave them alone.
如果中文组走错的，英文组你们不能不管我们。
If the Chinese ministry is gone astray, English speaking brothers and sisters, you have to care.
我们不可能各自为政。各自往前。
And we can't simply just say, "Oh, we're okay, so I'm going to do it my way and care about my own self."
儿童主日学有儿童主日学的方向，青少年有青少年的方向，大人有大人的方向，这不是一个教会。
The children's Sunday school, the youth ministry, the adults each have their own direction. This is not called a church.
教会牧养的第二个原则是借着各城的同工。
And the second principle in our church as we minister is through different levels of co-workers.
我们有不同层次跟方式的牧养。
And we have different levels and different formats as we minister.
我在这里讲到了，包括了关怀、喂养、保护、引领、教导、归正、鼓舞、成全等等等。
And those formats include caring, nurturing, protecting, guiding, teaching, correction, encouraging, edifying, so forth and so forth.
等到我底下讲到那个落实的时候，我会再细讲。好，我们有不同的同工，不同的方式来喂养。来牧养不同的人。
And I will go in more details when we talk about how we actualize this different levels of service.
那第三个我们牧养的原则是借着各种的聚会。
And thirdly, the shepherding, a way of shepherding is through different meetings that we have.
在这里讲到充满圣灵同在与祝福的聚会，就是最全面、最直接而且最好的牧养。
A meeting that is blessed with the presence of the Holy Spirit is the most comprehensive and the most direct and the best way of shepherding brothers.
这不光是我说的，这是很多牧者的经验，甚至在神学院教书都这样提到的。
These aren't simply my words, but the experience of many, many brothers and sisters who've been shepherding the flock.
然后我很多时候到别的国家到别的教会去陪灵会的时候
And when I go to other countries and other churches for pursue meetings
我常常聚会都还没开始就已经有人跑来找我他说于牧师我想找你交通
A lot of time before the meeting even started people will come to me and say Brother you can I talk to you
我可不可以现在就跟你谈
Can I talk to you right now
或者这两天你抽个空我跟你约个时间
Or maybe the next few days if you have some time I could talk to you
你们不要以为 我很狠心哈。
Don't think that I'm really cruel.
我常常都告诉他们。
And oftentimes I would tell those individuals.
我说你把你的问题可不可以留到最后
？And I say, can you please wait and leave your questions at the end?
我说这两天你好好的聚会。
And these few days, let's just focus your hearts and come to the Lord.
我不是拖延战术哈。
I'm not trying to delay and ignore the problem.
等到最后一天完，我撒腿就跑，不是的。
And that the last day, I would just run away real quickly.
一方面我的确在聚会中，例如说我这个时差 jet lag， 或是我要专心聚会我一直去回答问题，我就没办法好好聚会。
On the one hand, because of jet lag, because I need to focus on the meeting at hand, if I start answering questions, I'll be very distracted.
但另外一方面，我更相信在聚会中。当他遇见主的时候，很多的问题就过去了。
Secondly, I am fully convinced that if this individual truly meets the Lord in our conference, a lot of those questions and problems will go away.
神可以借着好的聚会，借着信息，借着唱诗，借着弟兄姊妹的相处，可以把我们很多问题就带过去了。
Through a really good meeting, through the messages, through our time of worship and singing, fellowship with brothers and sisters, the Lord would take care of those problems.
而且果然就是这样。
And I would tell you, indeed, it is true.
这些人到最后一天都跑来跟我说，他说我不要打扰你了，我问题解决了。
And many of these brothers and sisters would come to me after the fact and say, Brother Yu, it's okay, the problem solved.
有人甚至第二天早上就来跟我讲，他说昨天晚上你的信息里面，神已经回答了我的问题，他说我不打扰你。
And some brothers and sisters would say, in your message line,Last night, my questions are already answered. I'm not going to bug you anymore.
我在我大学最软弱的时候，常常被我的病这些困扰的信心软弱。我去见一个属灵的长辈，我常常进到他房间，我的问题已经问不出来。
And I will tell you, in my college years, I was distraught over my illness, and a lot of things bothered me. And I would go visit this elderly a person.And a lot of times before, as I enter into his room, I discover all of my worries and my problems, they're gone already.
我看到他那样子一个敬虔的生命，他那样子一个安静安息在主同在中的情形，我已经知道我的问题在哪里。
I see the maturity of his life, I see the calm and the peace and the fellowship he has with the Lord, I immediately knew where my problems were.
所以为什么我们每一个聚会都很重要，就是在这里。
And this is the reason we say every meeting is very important.
不管是礼拜五的礼拜二的祷告会礼拜天的或是任何方式的聚会神儿女们遇见主他就遇见了好牧人
Whether it be Fridays, Tuesday night prayer meetings or Sundays When brothers and sisters come and meet the Lord They met the good shepherd
我们只是小牧人
We are but small shepherds
是透过我们让你来遇见这个大牧人
And it is through us that you may come and meet the great shepherd
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click Donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.